Welcome to the Bear Arms Show. Your fun, sometimes witty source for news, commentary, and interviews. We focus on efforts to protect and restore the right to keep and bear arms. Arm yourself with the information you need to protect your rights. With your hosts, John and Michael.
Today is January 19th, 2016, and this is episode number 33 of the Bear Arms Show. I am John Willett, joined as always by my trusty brother, Mr. Michael Willett.
Boom.
Shaka Laka. We are back with another exciting episode.
Oh boy.
Loaded for bear tonight, because we are the Bear Arms Show, hence bear, On another bear note, I just happened to rewatch an episode of Game of Thrones where Brienne and Jaime fight the bear. Yep. I know you're all excited about that.
Yes, thrilled.
All right, so tonight we have a couple of topics. We're going to talk about constitutional carry in another state. We have an interview with Tony Simon, who does the diversity shoots. Then we have a couple of calling the shot segments with some news items happening around the country to round out the episode. So as we get started here, as always, we go to Mike with the words of wisdom.
And episode 33's words of wisdom come from Archilochos, and he was a Greek philosopher, poet, writer, author, and he said, "We don't rise to the level of our expectations, we fall to the level of our training."
Did you say that in English, or was it translated from Greek?
English.
I wonder if
the translation work.
Right. I wonder if Greek and you know, some of those other romance languages there, I wonder if it's strange to listen to like someone from the 1700s or, you know, the zeros, the teens. I wonder if the wording is as strange as we would think someone from like the 1700s would be now, like the way English has changed. I'm sure other languages do that too, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think so. Yeah, but I think so too.
Stuff like that.
All right. So with that,
slang and things moved around. Because we don't talk old English anymore.
Word, homie.
For show.
Word, homie. For sure. That's right. All right, so we're going to jump right into the first topic. Constitutional carry in Idaho. They don't have it already? What's going on? You guys are slacking.
Oh, right. Says the person from New Jersey.
Yeah, we don't talk about that much here, do we? Do we talk about New Jersey here much? A little. Yeah, a little bit. Talk to me, man.
So this year, Heather Scott and another representative by the name of Ronald Nate introduced a bill that would make Idaho a constitutional carry state. And that would change nothing as to who can possess a firearm, just you can carry concealed without a license.
So you don't have to ask permission.
Correct.
But you have to be statutorily qualified. So you said it changes nothing about who can carry.
Correct. If you are prohibited from purchasing a firearm, you are prohibited from carrying a firearm. But those of us that are not prohibited from purchasing firearms are not prohibited from carrying a concealed firearm.
Yeah. You got to be careful with all those P words.
Despite what anyone else thinks of our decision.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on having that introduced. I wish the bill a speedy passage.
Thank you.
So if you live in the state of Idaho, contact your representatives and tell them you wish to be a concealed or a constitutional carry state.
So the article that we linked to from the Idaho State Journal, I thought was interesting. They had a little bit of political analysis related to the bill, and they seem to think that this year being a presidential election year, made it timely for them, to introduce this bill for constitutional carry because more people seem to be, developing an awareness of their Second Amendment rights and wanting to ensure that they're preserved.
Right. And it has the support of law enforcement because they, have a quote from a Madison County sheriff, and he said the Second Amendment affords law-abiding citizens the right to protect themselves and their families. Constitutional carry is common sense legislation that would help do away with unnecessary regulation that hinders the Second Amendment's true meaning.
I saw that mentioned in there, and that strikes a note with me. I think even in Eastern states, we're seeing Second Amendment issues become issues in the presidential primary campaigns. So I think their analysis is correct that this is a good time to, you know, to try and create some movement on these types of issues. And that was from that same Idaho State Journal that we linked to, that article. Okay.
Correct. Boom, Idaho.
Boom, chakalaka.
It's going to stop being America. It's going to be Idaho.
So, like in Idaho today. Idaho. If you're from Idaho, are you an Idahoan?
I don't know.
Are you Hoan in Idahoan?
No. No.
No? Okay. All right. So with that, we're going to be talking, about stuff going on here in New Jersey. I have an interview with Tony Simon that I did, and we will have that up for your listening pleasure right now. Joining us for this segment, we have Mr. Tony Simon, fellow Marine and Second Amendment advocate, founder of the Second is for Everyone Diversity Shoots, and Simon Says Train. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing great today, John. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on the show. We're very glad to have you back. We keep hearing about, in some cases, I've attended some of your awesome events where you're packing the house up there at Gun for Hire, and I know you're working to expand to other ranges as well. How are things going with the diversity shoots?
Things are going well with the diversity shoots. Much better than I thought they would be. The last one was off the hook. There were people out of the yin yang that I didn't expect, and that was really a good thing. But I'm having fun with it, and I hope everyone else is too. Spreading the word. We had some speakers at the last one, Alexander Rubin from NJ2AS. We had the guys from New Jersey Firearms Owner Coalition. Also, we had Ira Levin. I think he's from the New Jersey Firearms Retailers. He's with New Jersey Firearms Retailers. And we had the NRA ILA. We had Christian in from there. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, that sounds excellent. And I understand you had some new shooters. How many new shooters did you have?
We had a lot of new shooters who'd never even held a firearm. And then we had some novice shooters who'd, been to the range and had rented a gun or something before. But it was significant. Luckily, we have a lot of people there who are NRA instructors. So they were able to instruct the new shooters or even people that were unsure. They were helping them out. And they also, of course, have safety personnel at Gun for Hire on the range, too. So it was really a safe learning environment.
Man, that sounds awesome. We're talking about this event. When was this last one? I know it was last year.
Yeah, it was the last one was like November, I think, 4th or something like that.
Way back in 2015.
Yeah, see, in 2016, see, I used to have a shoot.
Right.
It was really cool. Afterwards, because it was happening, a lot of people showed, but afterwards I was able to, you know, go through the pictures and think about the people I met. We had people from 10 to 60, 70 years old. We had shooters there from 10 years old to 70 years old, ex-military, current military, police officers. It was pretty cool. So it is diverse, black, white, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, everybody was represented. Hispanics were there. My whole purpose of this shoot is to just spread it around, education and inclusiveness. That's really what I want to show, not the media stereotype of old middle-aged white guys with guns, you know.
Or young, white, bearded guys with guns.
I just think it's a silly stereotype because it's everybody, you know what I mean? And I'm happy. You have fun at the range. You know that. I know that. But they keep trying to push this thing that somehow it's exclusive.
That we're all there shooting at targets, like all angry.
Yeah. Like there's not a great time to be had. Friendships forged. It's just hilarious.
Take that, ethnic minority X.
Exactly. You gangbanger, you. Get off my lawn.
That's right.
Stop.
So that November was the last one. When's the next one coming up?
February 4th at 6 p.m. at Gun for Hire Range in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Okay. And
hopefully the weather's not ridiculous.
Now, most of them have been at Gun for Hire. Have you had any at other ranges yet?
No, I haven't. What I look for is a clean, modern range like Gun for Hire. There's a couple of them. This is only my first year doing it. I do it every 2 months, so it's been 6. This will be my 7th.
Okay.
I think a lot of people hadn't heard of them, and right. I think now that they do because of NJ SafeCon, I'm at a few different ranges, and they expressed interest in having these.
So you had a networking opportunity there at the conference, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I was going to be at that conference if it was just you and I and a mic.
Well, it would have been you and I and Mike with a mic. True.
Yeah, Mike with a mic.
Yep.
But it was cool. I got to press flesh, meet people, let them see the hot mess that is Tony Simon. So express what the second is for everyone was, and they seemed interested. We just have to set something up.
Yeah, for anybody listening out there who hasn't met Tony yet, it's just like he sounds on the show.
Yeah, no filter, and I'm a fun guy.
I agree. So you talked to us a little bit about the diversity shoots. What kind of things do you have happening with Simon Says Train?
Well, Simon Says Train, we first time we've gotten ahead of the curve, and we planned most of the year out. We have coming up on like January 7th. No, 17th. I'm sorry. We already did the January 7th one. We have Fort Dix. We have First Step Pistol going on at Fort Dix on January 17th. You can go to my Simon Says Train Facebook page or Black Bag Resources and check out the calendar. We have events planned all year, and they're all displayed out there, excuse me. And it's pretty self-explanatory. First Step Pistol, First Step Shotgun. And we go down by the month. We also have a barbecue coming up in May.
BBQ.
We have a BBR. It's putting on a BBQ, Black Bag Resources, who's my friend Sean. We teach together. We train together. And he has a barbecue, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I picked up a Kershaw knife from Sean. It's been fantastic.
Oh yeah, you picked up. Yeah, what'd you pick up? An Emerson?
Kershaw Emerson. You know what? I don't even know what they call the thing.
Okay.
It's an all metal knife. It's pretty nice.
Stop.
Yeah, it's sharp too. So what, they're gonna be brisket? What's happening?
I don't know exactly, but it should be fun. Hey, look, Sean says he's gonna feed me for free. I'm showing up. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
I don't make it too complicated.
I like this. All right. So that's what's happening with the Second Is For Everyone, which I'm ecstatic to see how that's going. Simon says train, you know, you got that going on. What else is happening in the world of Tony?
In the world of Tony, I'm actually getting all official with these websites and be coming for it soon. Insurance, business license, all that's going on right now. You know, all the fun stuff to do with business that no one knows costs you money out the yin yang.
All that administrative stuff. I hear you.
All the administrative stuff. And then someone tells you, you charge too much. Yep. You make enough money. You charge too much. I'm like, I charge the industry standard, and shut your mouth.
Wow. Tony doesn't have time.
Yeah,
for that.
I had someone tell me that. Oh man, my man told me, you know, you charge too much for your classes. And I was like, I had to buy range time, targets, ammo, because in my NRA first steps classes, I provide everything, you know, ammo, lunch, water, range time, targets. Pretty much you pay me a flat fee and I make sure you have a great day.
Yeah.
I just looked at him like he grew a horn out of the middle of his forehead. I'm like,
oh no.
Yeah, your opinion is given all the regard it needs to be given.
Oh boy.
And see, the Marine Corps told me I didn't have any tact.
You know, I had a shirt when I was in the Marines that read, tact is for those not witty enough to be sarcastic.
Oh wow.
I'll just say that. my gunnery sergeant did not appreciate it as much as I did.
Yeah, I made up a meme going, Pat, how is me making you feel good about how bad you suck helping me? You suck. That's it. So, I'm working on it, though.
I will note, for those who didn't serve time in the Marines, tact is one of the 14 leadership traits that we won't take the time to recite right now.
Yeah, it was one of the leadership traits as well. I thought there were too many.
There were quite a few. I was like, 14? Really? 14? But like, you're putting them to use now, right?
Yeah, well, we had them on the steps at the squadron. As you go up, each one had like a leadership trait as you go up.
Judgment, justice, decisiveness.
I looked up and went, wait a minute, I can get in the kingdom of heaven just paying attention to the Ten Commandments. Somehow I can't make it a Marine Corps. You need 14.
That's right. I like it. That's good.
So I chopped off 4 of them. I'm like, look, no. No.
Well, we look forward to seeing your websites get up. We wish you future success with your endeavors here. And, of course, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you soon.
Yes, and really, guys, come out. If you don't even come out, stop by the website, just like it, and you'll see posts, pictures, comments, and even sometimes I put political things up on the Second Is For Everyone that you can post elsewhere.
So that's the Second Is For Everyone on Facebook. And yes. What was the date for the next shoot again?
The next diversity shoot is February 4th at 6 p.m. Gun for Hire Range in Woodland Park. Just stop by. You don't even have to click on the event if you don't have social media. But if you do, let me know you're coming.
All right. That's awesome, Tony. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Arm yourself with information to protect your rights. www.beararmsshow.com.
And that's the interview that we have with Mr. Tony Simon of Simon Says Train. And everyone, Second Is For Everyone diversity shoots. We forgot to add that part before. We just called it diversity shoots, but it's the Second Is For Everyone. It's how you'll find them on Facebook and other social media, I believe that they're on. And Simon Says Train is Tony's entity for doing his NRA certified training stuff. Speaking of NRA certified trainers, Mr. Mr. Willett, you have anything coming up as far as classes or anything like that?
Well, I had some concealed carry classes coming up that I was going to teach some NRA courses in, but the NRA is out of student packets at the moment.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How is that not news? The NRA is out of student packets, so does that mean that there's this huge demand?
I would say so, because every day that I went to look, more and more of the student packets were sold out.
Wow. Out of student packets.
So it went from NRA basic pistol classes to NRA first steps pistol. And then the next day, the shotgun, basic shotgun was sold out. And then the next day, the basic rifle was sold out. And then the instructor packets were sold out. And
wow. Yeah,
and it went quickly.
That's pretty crazy. Is that common? Like, have you ever seen it?
I have never seen it before.
And how long have you been? You've been an instructor for what? A couple years now? Yeah.
2 years.
That's amazing. At least it seems like it could be. We might have to dig into that.
I emailed them, but I haven't gotten a response yet.
Yeah, not always the most responsive people.
I think that the Materials Center is run by a publishing entity.
Not necessarily NRA.
Correct. They just provide the publication.
I don't know whether I love that or am mildly amused by it. I think I might love it.
I would like it more if I could get my...
If you had your training materials already.
Right. I already had mine. Right.
But you need them for students.
I have 21 students to teach, and I'm waiting on them to get their packets back in stock so I can purchase them.
Right. Wow. Okay.
It's been 14 days. Well, it's been 14 days since my email.
All right.
So either they're working really hard to get caught up.
So, wow, that's cool, man. You know what? That's something we didn't have on the agenda. It just came up.
Or they're busy with SHOT Show and haven't.
So they're busy with SHOT Show? Yeah, SHOT Show is a... That's, you know, you need to start going to SHOT Show, I think.
I do. Maybe I could pick up some packets at SHOT Show.
That's right. You could go down and hang out with the people that the only other time you'll see them will be at SafeCon. Because I know Aries is down there and Anthony's down there. And I'm sure there's people from, you know, some of the other sponsors down there. I'm sure there's people from Henry there and RTSP and Bullet Hole and all that.
I think that NJ SafeCon should pay for the hosts of the event to travel to SHOT Show.
For the host of the event to travel to SHOT? I don't think that's going to happen.
No, the host of NJ SafeCon.
Yeah, I don't think that's
going to happen. For the Bear Arms Show.
Sponsors. Bear Arms Show might do something like that someday, but Bear Arms Show doesn't have sponsors. Nope. Bear Arms Show has John.
No, but we sponsored the NJ SafeCon.
Yeah, sponsored NJ SafeCon, but Bear Arms Show has no sponsors.
I think NJ SafeCon should reciprocate, you know, and help us out with.
I don't know. I don't know if that falls within the mission of NJ SafeCon.
Okay. Well, let's do a call to action. And
a call to action? You got one for us?
Yeah. Let's send everybody over to NJ SafeCon so they can check out all those great videos.
You know, speaking of NJ SafeCon, I'm going to show. You know what? We didn't talk about this beforehand either. We're going totally off script here.
Bam, live to drive.
Live to drive. That's right. So, Rachel ordered me an iPhone case.
Rachel is the NJ SafeCon manager.
Rachel's my wife.
Yes, she manages
my wife. That's who she is. So Rachel ordered me an NJ SafeCon iPhone case. Check that out. Now, if you can't see it because we're not recording video, but it's basically, it's this really nice white iPhone case. It has the NJ Safe logo on it.
Very nice.
There's only one problem with the case.
What's that?
It's for an iPhone 6 Plus or a 6S Plus. And I do not have a 6S or a 6 Plus. I have an iPhone 6S. So I'm unable to use this NJ Safe case. And I'm...
Well, we should raffle it or auction it or give it away.
I'm giving it away.
We're giving it away. You hear that?
I posted onto Facebook today. I don't think I've seen any replies yet because I don't think most people saw the post yet. But I don't know how many people use a 6S Plus or a 6 Plus. But if you're out there and you use an iPhone 6S Plus or a 6 Plus, and you are interested in having an NJ Safe iPhone case, I will give this to you. If you comment on the NJ Safe Facebook page under the post, it has a photo of it. You'll be able to see the iPhone case.
Is this going to be a first come, first serve, or is this going to be a random?
This is going to be first come, first serve. You want to get in there quick. The way I posted on Facebook was, I have this case. I can't use it. Are there any takers? So the first person posted on the Facebook page saying they want it, I will send it to them.
One and only.
The only one. The only other person who's going to have the iPhone case is me because I reordered it for the right size. Or Rachel. Rachel reordered it for the right size.
Have the only iPhone 6S Plus, quadruple, quad, triple stack, whatever That's you right. want to call it.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. One and only.
One and only.
It's going to have John's tears on it.
If you're out
too.
There and you have a 6S Plus, it might have some of my tears on it because now I have to wait like another 3 weeks for a new case to come.
What are they doing? What takes them 3 weeks to make the case? Are they like plastic molding it with the thing embedded in it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can get them faster, but you have to pay more.
You survive.
You have to pay like another $30 if you want it like in a week or whatever it is. It's the end of the month. I get the 29th. So it's not 3 weeks. It's like 2 weeks. So anyway, if you have an iPhone 6S Plus or a 6 Plus, it should fit your phone. I will send it to you. Just give us a comment there on the thing so I know who was first. Go to NJ SafeCon on Facebook. All right. Now, we got through that. We're going into calling the shots now. We have some quick news. The first one is Pennsylvania police officer attempted assassination. Attempted because he lived. And why did he live? Because he shot back.
That's right. So Officer Hartnett was able to return fire and subdue, well, he injured the suspect. We'll call him the suspect instead of the dirtbag. He injured the suspect.
You mean the suspect who said that he did it in the name of Islam?
Well, we're not going to point fingers at any religious factions or anything.
I'm not saying it's right. Islam's fault. I'm saying that he thought he was doing it for Islam.
So he was able to survive, which I'm sure you've seen the video by now. And if you haven't, you should watch it from this article that we're going to link to. He survives this attack, close quarters, and is able to return fire and strike the suspect as he's fleeing. And the other officers capture him because the Officer Hartnett couldn't give chase as he was wounded. So we're saying we're happy that you made it through your gunfight, Officer Hartnett, and we wish you a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
So,
all right. After that, we have Washington. I guess this is the House Bill 2354. So now that doesn't really tell us a whole bunch about it, but what's happening in Washington?
By reading this bill, well, if you don't know, Washington is a progressive stronghold.
Washington State or... Oh, wait, never mind. There's no difference.
Yes, there is no difference.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Both.
Oops.
So Washington State is... it looks like it's trying to be a carbon copy of the assault weapons ban of 2015. Because they're addressing the same issues and they're addressing them the same way.
Uh-huh.
And they include shotguns, pistols,
okay,
and rifles in an assault weapons ban, because we can't have those military style assault pistols with detachable high capacity magazines, as they say, and because those are equipment of war, and we shouldn't have those.
War.
Equipment of war.
Wow. You're going way out there with that one.
Right.
War is the answer.
So just if you're in the state of Washington, get a hold of your representatives and tell them you better not vote for this.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be out of a job.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I do my calls to my representatives. If you don't do everything possible to prevent this from happening or to make this a reality, like this constitutional carry bill, then you're fired. And I will never vote for you again.
So like a Sith Lord, Michael deals in absolutes.
I do. Only absolutes. Man, it's nice for all those truths to come out.
All right. So for all you guys out there who pay attention to primary election politics, particularly in the Republican Party, you might have watched a debate the other night in which Governor Christie said he made it easier. He made it easier for people in New Jersey to get concealed carry permits. Well, this one might not have been so good. So while we do credit Governor Christie for some of the changes he's made, or he hasn't made many of them yet, but for the changes, for the recommendations that he's accepted, and it appears that he is going to implement, but who it doesn't appear have been implemented yet. We would like to see those implemented. We like the fact that he accepted those recommendations, but it looks like he might have gone a little bit too far with the notion that he's made it, as you said, he made it, and we're going to have a clip here. He made it easier for people to get carry permits. So we're going to play this clip. This is just the tail end. We're going to link to the video. You should definitely go watch the whole video, because this is basically Alexander Rubin going around to all the different, but to many of the different municipalities in the state of New Jersey to find out how widespread these changes are for the ease in which it is to get a carry permit. So we're gonna play that video now, and hopefully we won't have to interrupt it.
In fact, is in New Jersey, what we have done is to make it easier now to get a conceal and carry permit. We have made it easier to do that, not harder.
Nothing has come down the pike, nothing at all.
Yeah.
Nothing has come down the pike as far as carrying permits at all.
No, right now, I haven't heard anything that's changed. But yeah. I've known that a lot of people have come to apply for the carry permit and have been denied.
That's news to us.
But he said on the president...
Like, it's impossible to get a concealed carry in New Jersey.
Want to apply for
that's
one.
That's not true, but, you know,
know, there's been no changes to the state law, you know, so I don't know what he's talking about, I'll be honest with you.
He's saying whatever he wants to say. I don't know what he's telling you. I mean, nothing has changed.
So there you have police officers at police departments in New Jersey telling the videographer there, Mr. Rubian, nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed. And you also heard in there, yeah. It's almost impossible to get a concealed carry permit.
Well, he said it is impossible. The person speaking said it is impossible to get a carry permit in New Jersey. Yeah. So definitely go check out the whole video. You get to see a lot more things like the firearms person at the police department saying that the carry permits are for Secret Service agents. That was one of my personal favorites.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secret Service agents. People with badges.
Yeah, it's for Secret Service.
We're
going
to give carry permits to people with badges because the badge isn't good enough for New Jersey.
Well, you know, for when the Secret Service is off duty, when they're off duty Secret Service agents, because...
Right, because they... All of a sudden their badge doesn't work or what?
I don't know. Maybe they can give their badge to their wife and then they'll still have a permit. Maybe that's how it works. Their wife or their husband, they can be like, here, just take my badge. That's cool, right? You can do that. When you were a cop, could you just hand your badge to somebody and be like, yo, you're deputized?
Well, some people thought it worked with their significant other being an officer, but...
That's right. You know where that comes from is when you have to salute the car because of the color of the sticker.
Right. Right. And then they get all angry because you didn't salute my car. You're not a colonel.
How do you know I'm not a colonel? Right.
I know your husband.
Oh boy. All right. So that's that. Next week on the show, we're going to be doing I have an interview that I taped with Sean Fisher of Black Bag Resources. And I can tell you right now, it's going to be a fun one. So definitely tune in for that guy. That guy.
The stash.
The stash appears on the Bear Arms Show. And we might release an image of Tactical Panda to the public.
Tactical?
I don't know if you remember.
Panda.
Do you remember the Tactical Panda?
I think I do.
You think you do? We're gonna be releasing Tactical Panda as a cover art for the next episode, just because I think it's time.
It's a panda in a ghillie suit in an environment.
No, you have to pick him up. He's not in a ghillie suit. He's not in a ghillie suit, although he does have a tactical beard.
A panda with a beard.
Yeah, panda. He's got a beard. Now, he might be hairy all over, but he's got a beard.
Right.
Right? Okay. So with that, we'll leave you this week, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Bear Arms Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes to rate and leave a review. This helps spread the word, and we thank you for it. For show notes or updates about new episodes, please visit www.beararmshow.com.